Wait, start again.
He's just seeing his kids.
All right, come on, guys. Stay on track here.
This is Wisdom from the Wardrobe, brought to you by Michael Bruce Image Consulting.
It's Monday, so you know what that means. It's time for Wisdom from the Wardrobe, your weekly style update with the Fabulous Four from Michael Bruce Image Consulting team. Let me introduce you to everybody. First up, we have the Baron of Bouge himself, Bruce.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone.
Then we have the beautiful Beck.
Well, hello.
We have our spin sister, Stacey.
Yo, yo. Hey, it's Stacey. And of course, we can't forget about Pamela, who she and Beck, birthday girls for this month. Me too, actually. We're the March sisters.
Yes, we are. Sisters.
Exactly.
Okay. I don't need to continue down that. Yes.
Let's not forget our awesome engineer, Eric.
Eric.
Thank you. Happy birthday, everybody.
Thank you.
It's not my birthday.
Wow. 36. It's a great year. 36.
When is your birthday, Bruce?
July 31st. Leo, baby.
Right on. Summertime.
Summertime. Absolutely.
Oh, now I've got that song stuck in my head.
I know.
And the living is easy.
Exactly. Yes. All right, Beck, what do you have for in the news this week?
Well, I've got two things for in the news. One is sort of, and one is sort of, okay, so the first one is, you know how when people go to fashion shows, so Paris Fashion Week is happening this week.
Oh, my.
Everyone, you know, yes. So you know how when you go to a show, you know, the people that go tend to wear the designer of the show that they're going to see. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the designer asks them to wear certain things like, oh, wear all white or, oh, do this. Well, Yves Saint Laurent this year requested that everybody not wear a bra. And so there were just boobs everywhere. And I gotta hear what the people have to say by way of states. Cause I was like, oh yeah.
It was, and I saw that on Instagram. It was like enough with the boobs.
He said nipple forward looks are in.
Absolutely.
So let's just clarify.
Aren't forward.
Downward, upward, left.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh, it was boobs, like, boobs, and more boobs. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just clarify. Sorry, Beck, to interrupt, but the fashion show in Paris is what they're debuting for fall, winter 2024-25.
They're debuting boobs.
Coming for spring. They're debuting boobs. That's going to be a little chilly around
That's
the.
That's true. So it was either women wearing sheer tops with nothing underneath and nothing over. Or a lot of women wore sort of jackets with nothing underneath. And so I just thought it was, you know, and then some people, it says in the thing, you know, certain people took a more side boob approach. You know? So I think there's no rules, just, you know, it's all about the boobs.
Monday mayhem.
I could have tucked mine into my waistband and worn a jacket.
Oh, Stacey. She went there, people. She went there.
Of course she went there. We wouldn't expect anything less. But I do have to say the other, Iris Apfel passed away over the weekend. And we've talked about her before. And, you know, she signed a modeling contract at 97. And if you don't know who she is, you've got to look her up because her sense of style was amazing. And she lived a lot. You know, she was 102. And I think that, you know, she has been quoted as saying, you know, what's wrong with being 72 or 82 or 92? If God was good enough to give you those years, flaunt them. And she did. You know, she was just an accessorizer. And, you know, like, you know, I saw something that said, how many braces are too many? Well, it depends how long your arms are. You know, like she was really an over accessory. And I also read this quote from her, which I thought was pretty apropos. It said, if you put something together and it doesn't look so good, the fashion police are not going to come take you away. And if they do, you might just have some fun in jail. So, you know, she had a very sort of whimsical attitude about herself. And, you know, she didn't take herself too seriously. And I think, you know, I've seen posts everywhere. I think everyone loved her. She's one of those figures.
Yeah, she was.
Well, and she had a very high-low life. Like, you know, she and her husband helped with restoration for 9 sitting presidents. And then she also was, you know, very inclined to be shopping at some local flea market in like the West Village, buying stacks on stacks of, you know, cheap bracelets. So she just liked what she liked.
Yeah, you know, I saw a really great post from Alexi Batar, and it says, people have asked me why I think Iris meant so much to so many people. It's easy. She represented a powerful symbol of someone who was determined to not be overseen as they aged, someone who actually thrived instead of retreated. I think for most women, that is not an image that we see often. I have spent many dinners with Iris, holding her hand, kissing them. She became a godmother to my children. She was a powerhouse and was unwavering. I love you, Iris. I just thought that was such a great tribute to her.
It is.
Really spoke to, like you said, he knows that she wasn't going to live forever, but that she meant so much to him. But it was really her power. But it was like her, like, I'm not going to just grow old and retreat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talk about people with their image all the time. And it's like, as we get older, it's like, don't retreat. Be you. Do you.
Yep.
Do you, boo.
Well,
and she did hers.
That's one of the biggest questions we get, mm-hmm. isn't it? It's like, yeah. how do I dress as I age? Well, yeah. with confidence and vitality
mm-hmm.
and, you know, loving the life you're in and dressing the way that makes you happy.
Yeah. Own it. Did you see that picture that she, you see that photo shoot for her 100th birthday? You see that beautiful black and gold dress she was wearing? She was just iconic. And yeah, she will be missed.
I just want to know what happens with all of her accessories.
Right?
Oh. You know what? That would be a great estate sale to have, wouldn't it? Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, honestly, it could be one of the Met Gala. Like, they could do...
that could be the theme.
A theme.
Yeah, they could.
Like, you know? Oh, my gosh. And she would, like, make it interactive because she's just so cool that way.
And it was, like, hippie, boho, kind of, you know, New York chic. I mean, it was just a little, her style was a little bit a combination of, like, a lot of stuff.
It was really eclectic, cool. for sure, in a really great way.
Yeah.
Bold and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Rest in peace, or in her case, like, you know what? Like, don't rest in peace. Go raise hell, Iris.
Yeah.
There you go. Right on. All right. Speaking of raising hell, what are we talking about, P?
Well, I know we touched on this a few weeks ago when we had some guests in studio. We very briefly kind of skimmed over some of the trends for spring, summer 2024. Gosh, I went to say 2023 there. I forget what year we're in. So I figured we would do a little bit more of a deeper dive into kind of what's predicted and what people, now that those runway shows, which happened in September, have had a chance to start percolating, what the consensus is about what's actually going to have a mainstay. We still don't know if they're going to translate into the stores here, but really what people are gravitating towards, and a few, because it's me and I'm such a nerd, there will be a few kind of stats and figures to throw into that. So, but maybe we should take a really quick break and come back after the break and start our conversation about what we can expect to see.
Let's do that. Keep listening to Wisdom from the Wardrobe with the Michael Bruce Image Consulting team. We'll be back to talk about spring trends 2024.
Do you feel challenged by the thought of getting ready every day? Want to make a great first impression, but don't feel your wardrobe represents who you really are? Does the thought of trying to find great clothing that fits your body and lifestyle have you overwhelmed? Michael Bruce Image Consulting is a premier image consulting company that can help you get your style back on track. Contact them at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or call them at 425-214-4155 and start that conversation today.
I'm not famous or connected or an influencer. I'm Stacey Heller of Stacey Connects, and I love to talk with strangers, friends, and family. So I started a podcast about making connections through conversation, asking questions instead of making assumptions, and addressing the elephant in any room. I also often go on tangents that beg the question, where is she going with this? Stacey Connects is meant to be enlightening and entertaining, or as I like to call it, edutainment. Listen, enjoy, and subscribe to Stacey Connects wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Okay. Hey, so we are back with Wisdom from the Wardrobe, and we're talking about spring trends. Now, remember, dear listeners, how I did my homework for 2 weeks? Well, guess what?
Not
this week.
Didn't
do any this week?
Well, this is not my subject. Like, ask me to, like, riff a last-minute poem, I got you. But, like, ask me to study what the trends are, that would be Pamela. So I'm going to let Pamela let us know what they are. Because the other thing is, spring and summer trends tend to fail me personally. So
I think the word you like to use is hate you.
Yeah, hate me. So let's see how much spring summer hates me this year.
I think you might be surprised, Stacey. You right. might actually be quite happy.
Remember, we said sheer, Stacey.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, sheer delights, baby.
Sheer delights, baby.
Yeah. Oh, good. With no bra. Perfect. Great look for me.
Well, you know what? You can keep that on hold for fall, winter, because right. then that's going to be really great.
So. Right. Keep them on hold, Stacey.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, we do this every, you know, twice a year, you know, in several parts. We talk about kind of what those trends are. And we want to remind everybody that, you know, these trends come from the fashion shows that were, you know, the collections that went down the runway 6 months before. So we're talking about things that went down the runway in September of 2023 that are now kind of being translated into what could potentially be in stores. So just a couple of fun facts, because like before the break, I said I'm nerdy. I was doing a little bit of research in, you know, is fashion still kind of gaining traction, or is it fallen kind of by the wayside a little bit? Are people that interested in it anymore? You know, last season we had the, you know, the quiet luxury. So how are people feeling about fashion? And what was interesting across the fashion capitals, and this is for September of 2023, and when we say the fashion capitals, that's New York, London, Paris, and Milan, a total of 299 designers showcased their collections. 19 of those were new to the fashion show arena, and that was compared to 247 designers for spring summer 2023. So people are still interested in style and fashion and getting into that industry, even though the landscape probably looks a little different than it has done over various years. So, you know, fashion is fun, it's creative, it's eye-catching, it can be bold, and sometimes it can feel a little costumey, and we want to feel like people are playing dress up when it comes to fashion. So the reason we talk about the trends is because we want it to be the wearable version of what is coming down those runways. So let's dig into it. I mean, there was lots of changes in the industry too. There was designers who couldn't secure financing for runway shows, so they mm-hmm. missed out on it. There were some big names that didn't actually produce runway shows last year. And then Sarah Burton from Alexander McQueen announced that spring summer of 2024 collection would be her last one after being at Alexander McQueen for 26 years. Don't know where she's going, but that was kind of sad news. And so there was lots of things happening. You know, Gucci got a new director, a creative director. So lots of shifts and change. But how does that look when it comes to the fashion? Is there shifts and changes coming from there? So what do we think? Do we think there's going to be a shift, or do we think that there is?
Well, the fashion industry is in some serious trouble. So, I mean, if you look at all of the information that's out there, it's interesting. You're always going to have the big fashion shows they're going to continue to afford those. I mean, that's just kind of, it brings out all the celebrities and everyone. And it's all about the hype. But it's like, do those trends relate to the store, and do those trends relate to the stores and do people actually purchase those clothes?
Well,
I
think
it's a business. I mean, that's the end of the day. It's a business.
But I think mm-hmm. what we're seeing from this season's trend, is actually there is more of that kind of yes. watered down version mm-hmm. of it, because people want more wearable clothing.
Absolutely.
And I think there's this, mm-hmm. People are more interested in what's happening economically, and they want their clothing to last longer. There's more of an idea of wanting quality mm-hmm. over quantity.
Yeah.
And I think the designers have caught on to that. Right. So even though there's been a regurgitation of some of the trends from decades ago, there are changes to it. So right. it's not kind of as much of the stuff that's out there. So some of the things that they've been talking about is this extraordinary everyday stuff. So taking everyday wardrobe items and elevating them to new heights. So taking what you already own and adding layers of things on top of that. So it's not quite so ostentatious. It's
right.
basics like high-waisted jeans and long sleeve tops or button-down shirts. And the kind of belts and whistles are out the door, and it's more about craftsmanship and design.
Right.
Is the focus on, you know, what a lot of the designers were thinking for 2023 spring summer. But let's get into a few of the more interesting details on what those are. So color played a big part. There was three color themes that I think were prominent. The first one, we talked about this before, is burgundy.
Yeah,
so red was really big for fall winter. It's going to maintain its traction, but more in those deeper tones of burgundy and merlot. Well, I don't know about you guys, but you know, I always think of that color as definitely fall winter. So how do we make that?
I know, it feels
more
like
spring,
it's
summer.
Flip-flopped, you know, like red seems like summer and red, white, and blue and whatever, and tomatoes and burgundy totally seems like wine.
Yeah. So I think that's a challenge for people. How do you translate that burgundy and wine colors into spring, summer? But you got to be careful about how you pair it. If you do the heavy like blacks and the grays and the deep forest greens, it's still going to feel very fall winter.
Right.
So maybe consider pairing it with pink or lighter shades of green or teal.
I think like color block it. Like I love burgundy and orange together. I think that's super fun.
Beautiful.
Like burgundy, orange and white, I think is really fresh looking. So I think that's a way to...
And taking like mustard that you would maybe do in the fall and making it slightly more citrusy yellow to go with the burgundy could also be an interesting palette.
Burgundy and soft blue, I think, looks really great together as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say soft blue.
Which leads us on to the next one, which is sky blue. And so according to Tag Walk, sky blue looks were up 19% over previous year, with 54% more blue looks in most prevalent collections for spring summer 2024,
which is why I wore sky blue today.
Oh okay, well there you go. So this is what I'm passing on.
I'm into sort of more royal blues, but light blue is just not great with my skin tone, so this is one where Becky's gonna take a pass.
I was gonna call you Becky Boo on the beginning of the show today, and I thought I better not, because she'll kill me. But yeah, so I think that... you know, don't limit it just to sky blue. I think you can add richer tones in there, especially if, you know, like for Beck, sky blue is not really a color that works well for her. That's definitely...
I think a sky blue looks kind of demure and sweet. You know, I think that's what people kind of denote.
Are you saying that Beck isn't demure and sweet?
I'm not saying that Beck's not demure and sweet. We all know that she's sweet.
I'm not saying it.
She definitely is demure and sweet.
But sky blue denotes like, oh, it's like, you know,
whimsical.
Yeah, whimsical and sweet. Like, oh,
delicate. To me, it's a very delicate.
Yeah, it's delicate.
Like, I picture that lead from the first season of Bridgerton. Like, all of her dresses, that little, what's her name, Phoebe Dynevor, who weighs about 3 pounds.
Right.
All her, like, sky blue dresses and very diaphanous.
The character Daphne, yes, absolutely.
Ooh, diaphanous. Like, okay, there's a New York Times crossword puzzle word.
But when you think about that trend of preppy, that's to me where that connotation of sky blue, because I mean, when you think about like a Bengal striped shirt, it's sky blue and white. Do you know what I mean? When you think about multiple stripes, you always have a little sky blue in there. So I think that's where it kind of, not, I don't say it started there, but I think it kind of can translate into some of these cool trends.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that kind of preppy trend, because that's going to be a big one. Yeah. I personally think it's going to be a big one, is that athletic prep, right? So this is tied to kind of Miu Miu. It's an updated prep school kind of vibe. You think polos.
Yeah, Loewe did a lot too. With the, you know, pop the collar kind of, you know.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Like polos and track jackets and button downs with that athleisure vibe. And I say it's going to be a big one because I was doing it without even realizing.
So it's funny. We were shopping with a client the other day, and Beck and I saw this. It was almost like a crochet, right, Beck, that sweater?
Yeah,
that collar. And we were like, let's try it. And it was an interesting color. It had a little bit of lilac and off-white, and it had...
And it had some burgundy in it.
It had some burgundy in it. And we were like, well, I mean, let's give it a shot.
And even the client was like, well, and she put it on, and we were all like, oh, that's...
Oh, my God.
Dynamite.
It looked dynamite on her. We were like, oh, that's killer. I think the collar was just right.
Two trends. It was the collar trend. It was the sort of, what's it called? It's not the sheer, but there's another...
It was more
trend
that crochet open weave, you know, kind of trend. It looked great on her. So I was like, okay. So
I think that would be a big one, especially if you pair that with the wider leg trousers that we, you know, we've seen coming in, and it's staying. And I think, you know, people love their joggers and they love their leggings. Well, the wide leg trousers are as comfortable. And for those people that want that little bit more elevation than just wearing pure athleisure wear, the comfort, the loose wide leg silhouette is here to stay. Yeah. I'm super happy about it because a bit of roomy. And Stacey, great silhouette for you too.
Yep.
Yeah, love it so much.
I told you that spring summer didn't hate you.
As you pop your collar.
I don't know, she's popping her collar on her shirt.
She's popping her collar on her button up.
My blue and white striped button.
Absolutely.
And, you know, stripes is also a big trend, but think more graphic stripes, bigger, bolder. And I know we could get into that whole conversation again that we had a couple of weeks ago about, you know, should I wear stripes? Yeah, absolutely. There's a stripe out there for everybody. Some of the other trends that a watered down version of the 90s. So, you know, we've had the low slung trousers and tube dresses. So now there's going to be kind of a softer vibe to that, but with maxi skirts and oversized suiting. So not a massive fan of the maxi skirt, but the suiting, I'll take that. Absolutely.
So I was looking at these trends, especially for men, so like the high-waisted pant, and I was looking at some pictures that I was going through some stuff the other day of my mom's, and I'm literally wearing, I don't know where she found this picture of me, but I must be when I was in Italy, and I'm wearing this high-waisted pant with this big, huge, oversized suit jacket, and I was like, that is the 90s, man. It's like so back.
They're back.
It is so back. I don't know if I could wear it. They were comfortable. Those pants were so comfortable.
Well, you know what? Maybe you do the wide leg without doing the high waist. And then for you, it will feel less like the 90s.
Let me put that caveat in. I do like a wide-legged pant. I do not like a high waist. So I've struggled. Mm-hmm. But I have managed to find sort of a mid-rise wide leg. And that's better for my body type. So don't give up. If the trend interests you, don't let a piece of it scare you away, because there's stuff out there.
Right. That's what we're here for. Hello, you can go to our website and ask us a question. We're happy to answer it.
Okay, couple more trends. We have about six minutes.
Oh, you want me to just reel them off?
Just reel them off.
Okay, flats. So, you know, not just ballet flats, but flats in general. I think those are going to be a big trend this season. So thinking about, the floaty dresses for the spring summer that we normally put strappy sandals on with, well, flats and loafers and sneakers, that's going to be more of what we're going to see for that. Modern romantics, that speaks to kind of that floaty vibe as well.
And florals.
Florals. Yeah, but, you know,
different.
We don't need to say it. We all know the word, you know, the phrase from The Devil Wears Prada, but florals, think more 3D florals, gigantic florals. So just kind of adding a little bit more oomph to the florals rather than that soft, demure scape.
I've also seen some where it's actually not a floral print, but they're like the fabric is shaped into little rosettes or that sort of thing. So it's more of a textural floral.
Yeah. And of course,
I'm sure
the
dry cleaners will hate that when that comes through. Like,
but then also think about the rosettes and the bows and those things. I think are going to be around for a little bit longer. Latte dressing, that's another one that's predicted to continue, that kind of soft creams and caramels, and which I'm a big fan of right now. You were going to say something, Stacey?
Well, I was like, latte dressing. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean that I'm going to be like wispy with a hint of cream? And it sounds like, yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to be.
Yeah. Think kind of luxurious, creamy colors and textures. Let's see what else. The grape drape. Mm-hmm. So lots of drapey fabrics too. So that can be challenging for some people. Yes.
I wore a dress for Grace's graduation from college that I thought was a grape drape. And it turns out I just looked like a grape.
Oh, so, Stacey.
So caution about that. If I can find a picture, I will share it, because I'm a giver like that and everyone needs a laugh.
I'm sure you look fantastic. What else? Really quick. Animal prints are going to be all the rage with that mob wife effect. And I think it was Blake Lively that wore like a white and a brown giraffe print, complete outfit, dress, coat, bag, the entire thing, to one of the shows of Fashion Week recently. Subversive office wear, so nipped in waist blazers with roomy pants. So again, more comfort, but just a little bit more tailoring and elevation.
But also pencil skirts. They're kind of having a comeback, but pencil not worn officey, like worn casually.
Yes, and I'm here for that. Yeah.
But with all that sequins, you think word casually, all that sequins going on?
Throw a constant t-shirt on with it. Absolutely. Denim jacket, pair of sneakers.
That's one of my favorite looks. Yeah.
A concert tee with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect. Let's see what else. So we've talked about graphic stripes. There's the stealth wealth is still kind of that idea of, you know, no longer having the big logos all over your clothing, because again, it's about having longevity with your clothing. And so if you've
to bring up really quick, Kim Kardashian at the Balenciaga show in Paris, the back of her dress, she had a tag on it that said, and so people were like, oh, Kim made a faux pas. She still had, she didn't cut the tag off her dress. Given that it's Balenciaga, I don't think so. I think it was a deliberate thing for her to, you know, because the dress itself was just black, but it was a way to get the logo out there and people are talking about it. And, you know, given that it's that brand, I don't think it was a mistake. I think it was a very conscious thing that they did to make it look like.
Yeah, and let's be honest, her stylist is not going to let her walk out the door with a
100%
tag on her dress. Yeah. So another one that you might like, Beck, is the Disco Inferno. So all things sparkly rhinestones and metallic fabrics.
Yeah, 100% in for that.
Yeah. So I think, you know, think lighter shades of metallic fabrics, spring, summer. Absolutely. I did also see that there was a little bit of leather as well, leather layers. You know, I love a good leather jacket, but you might get a little warm and toasty. Stacey, I know that's going to be not your thing. So
I'm svitzing thinking about it.
Okay, I think the weird trend is peep toe sandal. Really? How is that an actual trend?
I mean, yeah, I think somebody's just looking for some exposure there for their toes and for their shoes. Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, so when we say peep toe, that usually means kind of a thicker band on the front of the shoe with a tiny hole for a couple of toes to peek through. If you're going to do that, why not just wear a pair of sandals?
I know.
Well, right? And if you're going to do that, then buy stock and Band-Aids too, because it's going to go up. I'm just saying, it cuts into your toes if you have a toe that kind of points up like I do.
Yeah, anyway. Absolutely. Oh. That's all I got for you this week.
Right. Hey, listeners, if you have any questions about these trends and how you might be able to use them, incorporate them, understand them, fall in love with them, make peace with them, then reach out to us at michaelbruceimageconsulting.com or follow us on social at michaelbruceic.
And there you go. Trends 2024 spring. Done.
I don't know if it hates me, but I might hate it.
See you guys.
See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
If you like what you're listening to and want to learn more about the team, get some great style inspiration and useful style tips on how to elevate your personal style, you can follow them on Instagram at MichaelBruceIC. That's Instagram at Michael Bruce IC. Thanks for listening.